Ogres and Emperors. A One Piece fan fiction written by Grain Jew and Origami Dragons. Read by God of Laundry Baskets. "Hey, Yamato," Luffy says afterwards, toweling his hair off in the bathhouse, a little bit of the telltale devil fruit sluggishness still slowing his usually over-energetic movements. The others had eventually trickled out in ones and twos, back to the ongoing celebrations, sleepy and warm, and seeking food and drink and music. "Why was Sanji being so weird earlier?" Yamato, stretching his arms over his head, reveling in the sting, glances over at him where he's perched on the bench against the wall. The shower room is warm and humid, pleasant on his sore and cooling muscles. "What do you mean?" Luffy yawns, but his eyes are bright and curious. "When you jumped in the bath, Sanji got all weird and wobbly about it. And he's weird a lot of the time, but it's usually about girls." Yamato blinks twice, stunned, then cracks up. Luffy giggles along for a second, easily entertained even if he doesn't get the joke. "What? What?" Yamato sounds out, still snickering. "So, you know how when we first met, I was wearing a mask, and then when I took it off, you were surprised that I said I was Kaido's son, right? 'Cause I don't look really like a man?" "Uh-huh," Luffy says, nodding. His head flops a little more than it should with the movement. "But you are, though. So what's that got to do with anything?" Yamato hums, drops down to sit on the floor, because it puts him about eye to eye with Luffy, and as long as they're doing this, he may as well stretch his legs out, too. "Well, okay. Luffy, what's the difference between women and men?" Luffy half shrugs, obviously not terribly interested in the question. "I don't know. Sanji talks about that a lot. And it always sounds pretty dumb to me. I guess girls are smarter sometimes. Nami and Robin are really smart anyways." Yamato snickers again. He can't help it. "I don't think that's their gender. I think those two are also smarter than most women." "Yeah, probably," allows Luffy easily. His cheeks are still red-tinted from the heat. "They're super smart. Well, except when there's money. Then Nami's even dumber than me." Yamato knows better than to agree with that out loud. He's already figured out that Nami is the scariest person on the crew. Instead, he starts massaging his thighs and says, "I mean bodies, Luffy. What's the difference between men and women's bodies?" Luffy hmms. He tilts his head like a bird, no thoughts behind its beady black eyes. "Well," he says, "when I was a kid, I used to think it was only girls that could get their ears pierced. But then I met Ben, and he got his ears pierced, so I realized that was dumb." Yamato laughs. "When I was a kid," he shares, "I thought it was only men who could turn into dinosaurs." "Wow, you were pretty stupid," says Luffy. "Okay," says Yamato. "Anyway, I figured out eventually that what's actually different is girls can drink more," Luffy continues. Yamato chokes. Luffy flicks a finger up. "Makino never got drunk even though she's got a whole bar, and Shanks was drunk there all the time. And Adan could outdrink all the other pirates, and Nami wins all of hers and Zoro's drinking contests. Though that might just be because she's cleverer than him. He giggles. And Kaido was always drunk. I never saw Big Mom get drunk. That's not what I meant at all, manages Yamato eventually. He tries to gesture down at his own body. It doesn't help because Luffy isn't paying any attention to him. Luffy's looking up at the ceiling. I didn't ask Aiba-chan if she could drink more when she was a woman, he's musing. I bet she coulda, though. I'll make Sabo ask next time I see him. Who? Never mind, Yamato decides. What I was trying to get at was more along the lines of, like, women can have kids and men can't because they've got different parts in their bodies. Really? Says Luffy, in a tone which worryingly suggests this may be new information. Yamato laughs. What? Didn't you know that? Luffy shrugs. I don't know. My dad's a man. I'm pretty sure. I never met him or anything. Yamato blinks, pulls one of his legs up to dig his fingers into his calf. Don't you have a mom too, though? Luffy makes a non-committal noise. No. Which, to be fair, Yamato doesn't know the first thing about his own mother either, so he guesses he can't really judge, but he at least knows he must have had one. Well, anyways, it's true, Yamato says decisively. And if you're born with a girl body, usually you're a girl. And if you've got a boy body, then usually you're a boy. But, not always? Okay, Luffy says. Yamato has no idea if he actually understands what he's telling him even a little. So, I was born with a girl's body. And because of that, when I was a kid, everybody called me princess and stuff like that. Okay, Luffy says again. But you're not a girl, though. Right. Luffy hums for a second and then frowns. I still don't get it. What's that got to do with anything? What? Sanji. Oh, right. Why was he being weird? Because he sees me as a girl, Yamato says. Even though he's basically explaining gender from first principles, it's still somewhat refreshing to talk about it to Luffy, who seems to take the simplest possible route between two points in every circumstance. 'Cause I look like one, even though I'm not. It happens a lot. I'm used to it. Luffy blinks. That's more sluggish than usual, too. Long and slow, like a cat. Then he smacks his fist into his palm. Oh, he says. It's like becoming Pirate King. Says Yamato. He tries to follow the train of thought. It doesn't work. Being a man who looks like a woman is? Uh-huh. Luffy nods. His head flops a little too far again, so he reaches up and writes it. Yamato waits for more, but Luffy just stares expectantly at him. Finally, Yamato gives up and asks, What do you mean? Luffy snickers. Loads of people are always laughing at me when I say I'm gonna be king of the pirates. But that's okay, because they're not important. And I know, and my crew knows I'm right. So who cares about those guys? That actually makes sense, amazingly. If Yamato is understanding what Luffy's trying to say, he actually does agree. He's not a woman. If people talk to him like one, that's always been their problem, not his, ever since he first decided he was going to be Odin. Also, Luffy continues, still snickering, 'cause dealing with Sanji is as annoying as fighting the four emperors. And he's ruined it. It's really not the most important thing here, but Yamato has to know. Does Sanji know you talk about him like that? Sanji knows he's annoying, answers Luffy, unbothered. It's one of his treasures, though, I think. Being all weird and wobbly around women? I don't get it at all. But it's one of those things that makes Sanji Sanji, so... He shrugs. It's just extra weird because he doesn't get you're a man. There's a lot going on there. Yamato doesn't know the first thing about how to approach pretty much any of it, so he just shrugs back. Maybe once he sees me in the baths a few more times, he'll figure it out. Maybe! Yamato shifts his legs to get at his ankles. He's still a little sleepy, too, so it takes him a moment to continue the conversation. Am I the first person like this you've met? What, that's a man? I've met lots of men. Yamato snorts. No, who's... Have you ever met anybody else whose body doesn't match who they are exactly? Like men who sort of look like women, or women who look like men? Luffy frowns. That sounds complicated. How should I know? I've met lots of men and women. In Udon, some of the guys there said Kiku was a man, but I think they were just stupid, because she doesn't look like one at all. That's a dumb mistake to make. He pauses, then says, I guess I know some people who aren't really men or women, though. Yamato blinks. You do? Luffy nods, enthusiastic. Uh-huh. My friend Iva-chan is a man sometimes, and a woman other times. And my friend Bon-chan is like a man who dresses and talks like a woman, but he isn't really a woman or a man. He's really funny. Yamato sits forward, intrigued. Yeah? Yeah, I talked to Iva-chan about it once, Luffy says. She's pretty smart. Her head is huge, and her hair is funny. She says a lot of people think there is rules about when you can be a boy or a girl or whatever, but that's stupid. And pirates shouldn't care about that sort of stuff anyways. He blinks, tips his head suddenly. It's weird she didn't tell Sanji that. He was living with her for 2 years. Maybe she forgot. He might not have listened, says Yamato. Says Luffy. Maybe not. Yamato laughs, and Luffy giggles along. That's interesting, though, says Yamato, eventually. I wasn't listening to the rules anyway, I guess, because I'm a man who looks like a woman. But I never thought there'd be other people like that in the world. I sort of thought you were supposed to pick. Well, I don't know about supposed to, says Luffy, which is fair. Yamato doesn't think he knows much of anything, especially about supposed tos. But Bon-chan's super cool. He helped me and Jinbei and Iva-chan escape from prison. And some other guys, I guess. Bon sounds interesting. Yamato'll ask about him more in a minute. But first, I did hear about Udon. Luffy, How many times have you broken out of jail? Says Luffy. He counts up to 2 on his fingers and then shrugs. I don't know. I think a lot of things are prisons, but I don't know if they count. I'm a pirate. Yamato can't actually argue with that. You broke me out, he says instead. Luffy smiles at him, radiant. Yeah, I'm glad Yamato's free now. Yamato grins back. There's something about Luffy's smiles that's always contagious. Me too. He switches his focus to his arms, twisting around to massage his shoulders. So, who's this Bon, and how do you meet him? We met him in Alabasta. He's a transforming guy, so he can look like anybody, Luffy says, throwing his arms wide in clear delight. Which is really cool. He used it for some bad stuff at first, but then later he helped us escape from the Marines, so we knew he was our friend for real. And he's not a woman or a man. Luffy nods. Uh-huh. He said he likes being, ambivalent? Ambiguous. Something like that. It didn't really make sense to me, but I guess it did to him. Huh. Yamato says. I wonder what I'd do with a shape-shifting power. Luffy blinks. Why? Do you want to look different? It's a good question. Not really, Yamato admits. I like how I look, but sometimes I think maybe there's something wrong with that. Because I know I'm a man, but if I looked more like one, maybe it'd be easier. Like, I'm not supposed to... I don't know. Luffy laces his hands behind his head, leans back against the wall. If you're free, then you're free. You should do whatever you want. And if somebody tries to stop you, then you just gotta punch them. That's why it's the same as being the Pirate King. Yamato's free now. It would be pretty dumb to get all weird about that stuff now. Yamato laughs. You might have a point. Huh. Actually, maybe he has been dumb. Luffy? Ah? Are you a boy? He's honestly not sure what he's expecting an answer, but given their conversation so far, he's not really surprised when Luffy just shrugs, snickers. Who cares? The end. Thank you for listening.